Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I help you today?
Hi, Drew. My name is Debbie. I'm calling from store 3842. How are you?
I'm doing well, and how can I help you today?
There was an install yesterday for a customer on a dishwasher.
Okay.
And they're saying that it does not dry.
All right, what's the zip code for that order?
Give me a moment here. I'm like between 50,000 screens away. Okay. I'm giving a phone number, or do you want the PO?
I need the zip code.
Oh, the zip code is going to be 44122. I'm almost positive. Hold on.
He said 44112.
44. Just give me 2 minutes here, because I want to make sure I'm correct. I just have to close out 5 screens. And the computer's not very cooperative today. Okay. The zip code. Four, 44122, I was right.
All right, give me just a second while I pull this up. And that's for a
Barb Abner.
Alrighty. And can you confirm that address for me?
23601 Hazelmere Road, Beechwood, Ohio, 44122.
Okay, looks like D&J did that. Okay. There's no additional anythings. All right.
I will tell you that she was not very happy with the gentleman who installed. His name was Maurice. She said he did not show her anything, did not, you know, he was in and out within 11 minutes.
Okay. Set that up there. Don't need that. Okay, so we're going to go duplicate that one. So I have that one up. Ship, Chris, shipment.
You like me. I like you.
What, talking out loud to myself?
Yep, I sure do. So do you. That's why I'm like, I have 5 windows open here. I got to get to this one.
Mm-hmm. Home Depot. Home Depot installation, Cleveland. Cleveland.
It's actually Beechwood, Ohio, or just a suburb.
Control C, Control V, this is A. And it was a residence, correct?
Correct.
All right, give me just a second. All right,
I'm just kind of curious if it's not set on, like, factory sets as yet. I don't know. Like I said, she just was very unhappy with the guy. Didn't talk to her. Didn't show her anything. Was in and out of the door within 11 minutes.
Okay, if I leave quarter after three? Or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure somebody's coming in.
And what was your name?
My name is Debbie.
And it's not drying at all, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so the next available date that I have is going to be on the 23rd.
That is Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me call her, and I will make sure that's okay.
All right, because if not, just give us a call back, and then I will email the service provider and see if there's any way that we'll be able to see if there's any way we might be able to get her bumped up sooner into the week. But I'm not making any guarantees about it.
Right. Right. You know what? You want to hold, and I can maybe call her?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right now? Hold on 1 second.
Not a problem.
Cart for your purchases. Lumber or sheet goods should be placed on a lumber cart. Heavy or bulky items like tile should be placed on a flat cart. And remember, if you can't reach a product or if it's too heavy for you to lift, just ask any associate for assistance. At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation. The next generation of home improvement materials. The next generation of tools. The next generation that's riding in that shopping cart you're pushing around. Please keep the kiddos buckled in, and don't let them ride on the end or stand in the basket. Climbing on displays, running through the store, skating, and recreational motorized devices are also a no-no. Please help us keep your little helpers safe.
Okay, do I have everybody on the line?
Yes.
I'm on.
Okay. Yeah. So this is Mrs. Abner.
Hi, Miss Abner.
Hi there. You know, and then this isn't, well, it is. I was going to say it's nothing against Maurice because I'm sure he knew what he was doing. We thought Donald was going to be coming, and all day long thought Donald was going to be coming. And then, you know, we called, Debbie called to say, you know, they were going to be running late. And then Maurice had called from the store and said, well, I'm your installer, and I have your dishwasher here. And I said, well, it shouldn't be in the store. We were, it was like 10 or 4. We're supposed to be here between 12 or 4. He said, well, Donald's doing the west side. I'm doing the east side. I'm coming. So I figured, okay, he's short. He's in a bad mood. When he got here, I went outside and I said, sorry, but I, you know, was confused who was coming. I've been, and then he said he had been doing it for 15 years, et cetera, et cetera. He came in. He wouldn't talk. I asked if he wanted some water. He said no, very abruptly. And he just sort of pulled everything out, pushed everything in, and he ran part of his cycle and then opened it. And, of course, everything was dripping all over the place. And I said, well, you know, what cycle are you on? I don't even know how to begin it. Or he said, well, I don't know. And then he started pressing buttons. He pressed the normal, he pressed the auto, and he kept opening it after every 2 or 3 minutes. And of course, it was wet inside. When he got done, he said, I'm finished. My husband said to him, and we're in our late 70s, you know, it's sticking out. The last Bosch that you took away is flush with the counter. This is the same size. And he said, well, then push it in. Well, at that point, I said, do you have a manual? And Steve went out in the box and found this 4 or 5 page piece of paper. I've since printed out myself the 41 pages. Debbie told me that it was, you know, I could do that. And I went ahead and did that. We have run it now 4 times, both on the speed, the 60 minute, the auto. We have done it. I mean, we've done everything we can, and I keep putting in extra dry, which is an additional 24 minutes. So it's not on almost 3 hours. And when you open it up, the door is soaking wet. All the racks have water all over them. It's warm inside, but nothing's drying. And I don't know if the installation was done incorrectly or we have a lemon and we just need to get another one. But it's a brand new machine, and, you know, to have this much trouble within the first 24 hours isn't making us real happy. And we're good customers. I mean, we adore Debbie. She's been terrific. She sold us our washing machine a couple months ago. So it's, I don't know what's going on with this, but we were not happy with the insulation. And that may or may not have been the issue. As I said,
so
it could just be
check.
This machine isn't.
That's what they're going to check.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
So
that is what we're going to do. So, yes, ma'am. So I have a give me just a second while I pull up this new order.
Okay. I mean, for an installer to come, is he going to know if something's wrong with the machine or not? Because,
yes, ma'am.
I mean, and it may have just been Maurice.
Yeah.
He kept saying, I don't know how, what. I mean, he was pressing button, open, pressing another and open. And short of it running a cycle, for which nobody's going to want to sit here for an hour and a half or 2.5 hours to see that it's wet at the end, how do we go about showing
what
the problem is?
It's not going to be Maurice. I'm sure they're going to send somebody else out.
Okay.
And you can correct me if not, but I'm you know, and somebody who maybe, you know, he's going to look it all over.
Okay.
Find out if the installation was done correctly. And he's just, I think he's pulling up, like I said, right now, correct me if I'm wrong, they have it for Wednesday the 23rd.
Yes, ma'am, I do have it scheduled
the 23rd.
Unfortunately,
okay,
the 23rd. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, what were you going to say? Unfortunately, the 20th.
So, unfortunately, the 23rd is the earliest available date that I have.
All right. Well, my problem with the 23rd is I have a business meeting, which will start at 12, and I probably won't be done to about 2 or 2:30. And I've already gone 2 weeks without a dishwasher working.
So,
but in that, in the same sentence, let me add, my concern is, if this is an installer, do they know how to work this machine so they'll know if something's wrong or not? And how do, unless you run a cycle, you don't know, you can't see that it's soaking wet inside when it's finished.
So once again, he'll come, he'll make sure it's installed correctly. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll make sure everything is working appropriately. You know, he'll probably try maybe a different couple cycles. Hopefully he'll let it run more than 2 minutes. And it could be, like, you know, just the settings. It could be anything. But he will know. They do this. They install all the time.
Oh, I know they do. I know. And he maybe he had installed it right. And there's something in the drawings. I mean, it got warm in there. But something, and I'm listening to it because I keep watching it at the time. I can hear when the water's going. I can hear when it's drying. We added the extra dry cycle in the last two for an extra 24 minutes. We heard it dry almost in an hour. But when you open it up, well, but pouring down the door is just like somebody took a spray water, and every one of the racks was dripping wet. So something in there is not working the way it's supposed to. Now, yet maybe it was installation, but to me, installation is, you know, pulling it in, plugging it in, and pushing it in far enough. I don't know if something maybe is wrong with the machine. And if it is wrong, do we then, I'm not going to have a brand new machine already have to have be fixed. I mean, that just shows it's a lemon, and I want
right.
something else.
So let's take step one. First step says
okay.
Have them come out. On the
okay.
23rd.
Okay. Can you give me a morning appointment? Because I really can't. I mean, it's business. I've already missed so much time with this.
Okay.
What day works best for
or
you
afternoon.
Next week?
Or afternoon. Okay. What would work best for me? The sooner the better. I am here. I am here Tuesday, the 22nd, all day. Thursday, I am tied up probably from 10, I would say, till 2:30, and then I'm here. The 24th, I'm here all day because I have an office at home. It's just I own a real estate company, so I have to be out with clients Thursday, Wednesday in the middle of the day. But typically,
I am
home.
So do we have anything for Thursday?
Give me just
one second. You're wide open on Thursday.
I am wide open.
Let me
take a look at that because I just assigned the service provider back. So give me just 1 second and I can take a look.
I mean, if they can do it Wednesday after 3, that's fine. Or if they could do it between 8.
I can do Tuesday. I do have availability for Tuesday.
The 22nd, that would be great.
All right, so let me reach out to the service.
And it's not Maurice again, right?
Okay.
Let me reach out to the service provider and make sure that Tuesday will be able to work because we are supposed to do it 3 days out. So I'm going to reach out to them and double check with them before I do schedule anything for that day.
Let me ask you, who's your service provider? I want to make sure it's not the person that came, the company that came out for our old Bosch that you picked up yesterday.
So it will be the same service provider.
They came and charged us a lot of money.
It won't be Maurice.
Oh, no. No. I thought it was Complete Appliance. That's who originally came out.
No.
Okay, no.
No, ours is going to be.
But it is somebody that will have more knowledge, that will know how to work the machine.
Yes,
so they
ma'am.
Can see it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out.
You're going to check that? In...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to contact them and see if I can get you in for Tuesday. And then we'll go. And then. If so, I'll get you rescheduled and reach out to you to let you know.
Will they be able to, if you can, hopefully Tuesday, give me either say morning or afternoon just so I don't have to, you know, not work at all day again?
I will definitely put in a request for that.
Okay. All right, so you'll be calling me back or Debbie will be calling me back?
As soon as I know something, I'll reach back out to you.
Okay. And your name again is, please?
My name is Drew.
Drew, okay, well, you have a great associate with Debbie because she's really stood by to help us.
We're totally separate. We're trying our best to help you. So
well,
we're all working together here. We're all working
I'm trying. I'm trying to be patient, but you can understand at this point where I'm so frustrated.
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll wait to hear from you. I should hear back from you today, or do you have to...
It most likely will end up being Monday before you hear back from me.
It'll be Monday? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's Drew, D-R-E-W?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the sooner you can get back to me, the better it is, because that way I can set my schedule work-wise up.
Yes, ma'am. I will definitely try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Debbie. And hopefully
you're welcome.
We'll get this taken care of one way or a new one.
Yes.
One way
okay.
or the other. We'll come back regardless. You know that, but got to get this working. This is not good. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Not
bye,
a problem.
Drew,
thank you. There's
thank
nothing
you,
further.
Drew.
Thank
you
all for calling XPO. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.